So you say, Brother Stuckey, I get the point of your sermon. Love is not just a feeling. It requires action, requires sacrifice. It's going to be tested. I get the fact that, you know, that it results in a return on investment. It sounds like it's a good thing to do. I should love my wife more. I should love my husband more. I should love my kids more. I want to feel that strongly about them. I want to just really feel so strongly and just love them so much. You say, Brother Stuckey, what's your advice? Well, here's the thing. If that is what you're thinking, you've missed the whole point of the sermon. We are not just talking about a feeling. You say, I want to feel more strongly about something. Look, that's your problem. It is not just a feeling. See, at most Baptist churches, you have the nice little altar call down here. You feel really guilty at the end of the sermon. You have this strong feeling. You decide to get right with God. And guess what happens next week? The same thing. Why? Because your life is based on feelings. Yeah. Your feelings, they come, they go. Love is not just a feeling. It's action. You say, Brother Stuckey, I want to love my wife more. What is the answer? Proverbs 16. Proverbs chapter 16, verse number 3. Proverbs 16, verse number 3, the Bible reads, commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. You say, Brother Stuckey, I don't read the Bible, and the reason why is because I just don't feel like reading the Bible. If I felt like reading the Bible, I would read the Bible. How do I fix that? You fix that by starting to read the Bible. Commit your works unto the Lord, and your thoughts are established. When you choose to do the action, guess what? Your feelings go along with your action. Right. You start reading the Bible, you'll start enjoying it. Yep. You start going soul winning, you'll start enjoying it. You start living for God, you're going to start enjoying it. You start laying down your life for your wife, you're going to care about your wife more each and every day. You start loving your husband more, each and every day you're going to find, I love them more. You pour your time into your kids, the result is that you think more strongly about them. Your feelings, they follow your works. It's not the other way around. Your feelings, they follow your works, and the world is telling you that love is a feeling. The problem is, the works have to come first. And the works come, and your thoughts and the feelings follow. The works come first. You say, how do you know that? Because I believe in the Bible. And the Bible says in Proverbs 16, verse 3, commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established.